Yes, I will take a large, regular, hot or cold, doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're an ice cat, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm an ice cat until winter, and then I will do medium, regular coffee. But it's going to take till like it gets to like 20 degrees.
Like, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. No, I'm ice in my veins. Cold brew till I die.
A warm coffee, a hot coffee will wake me up better than an iced coffee will in most cases. But generally, if I'm getting a coffee on the way to work, I'm already relatively awake. It's been driving for 10, 15 minutes already.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want something refreshing at that point, as well as the caffeine to keep me going throughout the day.
Yeah, my thought is, the only time I get hot coffee and like hot coffee is like Greasy Spoon cafeteria coffee.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Like diner coffee.
That's pretty much required.
Yeah.
I very rarely order iced at diners.
And that's because typically I'm either incredibly tired or incredibly hungover or a combination of the two.
And they just keep filling your cup.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like...
Some places charge you.
I'm like, sugar doesn't count today.
That is a place you should never go back to. Yeah.
If
there is a place, if it's Greasy Spoon Diner and they put a cup of coffee in front of you and they charge you for every time they fill that cup of coffee up...
Yep.
You should be just yelling at people.
They should be out of they should be out of business.
I'm surprised they're not.
Yeah.
It's the Dream Diner.
They suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They charge you for another cup. Every cup that you get.
Yeah, fuck that.
Well, I'm sure there were people who were just going in and abusing that. They were just going in and getting like a single egg and a cup of coffee.
Oh. Goth kids.
Yeah, goth kids, yeah.
Very probable, but yeah. I remember going in there one time on my diner kick when I was just trying all the ones in the area, seeing which one had the best one.
You're triple D.
I was triple D in it going around the area, and Dream Diner did not make my top five.
That's no bueno.
Not much of a dream at all.
No, it's more of a nightmare. It's a Freddy Krueger dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't be said about others because there's a lot of great places.
The one down the street was good. The one on
DW Diner is pretty good.
Yeah,
the one next to the police station. Comets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Comets. I'm like, where?
I was like, who?
Yeah. What? Yeah, no, DW is pretty good.
DW?
The Red Arrow sucks.
I've only been to the Red Arrow in Milford and at 1 a.m.
I was just talking to my dad about this the other day because we used to live right across from, my parents still live right, or my dad lives right across from there. But where the Friendlies used to be. In front of Tully's.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's like, now it's a Red Arrow. And I'm like, how the fuck do you like downgrade from a Friendlies? Friendlies is not a high bar to clear.
Yeah, it's like, that's pretty low tier to begin.
Friendlies is not a high bar to clear, but the Red Arrow there somehow makes it lower.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I've never been in there.
Oh, it is garbage tier. Like, I got excited at first because I hadn't been to the Red Arrow before. Mm-hmm. And I know there's other ones in the state. And it sucks, especially when you compare it to like other diners in New Hampshire, like Mary Ann's. It's like, it just,
there's two Mary Ann's, right?
Yeah, there's one in Salem, there's one in Derry.
What's the one in Wyndham? Is that Mary Ann's too?
In Wyndham?
Yeah, next to the lobster boat, right after or right before the high school. I think there's a Mary Ann's there too.
It's possible. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not a regular.
Oh, Wyndham. In Litchfield, you mean?
No, in Wyndham.
I don't think Wyndham like had anything.
Yeah,
going down 111. you pass the.
It's right before you hit the place where they had.
There's like a pizza place there.
Right before you hit the place where they had the memorial thing for Cam, right?
No, that's Litchfield.
Yeah. Okay. That's Litchfield. So that's I thought it was the same. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure it's the same street.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know. It could be. Yeah. It's very possible.
You know the lobster? I think it's the lobster boat in Wyndham.
Yeah.
Or lobster tail, or one of those dumbass names with lobster.
Lobster.
It's right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I've been to that one. But the red arrow in Nashville fucking blows. You can come at me.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. You should feel bad.
So this is for future reference. A trash sound drop.
Yep.
Yeah. The only one of those like kind of like really hyped up, it's like, oh my god, they're even really like in that decent tier, and this has been years, so I might be wrong, is but like Tilton Diner. mm-hmm. when you're all the way up, you know.
Yeah.
And it just might be nostalgia. I mean, like,
you could know, be. Like, there's a level of tourist trap element to that.
Yeah, but.
Plus you're driving, what, two yeah. hours yeah. to get up there?
So anything tastes delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't quite, how do you fuck up American breakfast food?
Yeah.
Like, it's very tough. Like, I can understand not having good eggs. How do you have, like, but, like, there's a difference between, like, bad eggs and just okay eggs.
May God have mercy on your soul.
No.
Bad eggs are bad. Okay eggs are just like, all right, they're there. I'll have some.
No, like.
Yeah, like, get some ketchup, maybe put a little bit more salt in there than usual.
Yep. Yeah. Like,
like dry ass eggs, like.
Yeah.
But these were bad. These are bad eggs.
If you can't season.
And the bacon was fucking soggy. Yeah.
Oh, soggy bacon.
Yeah.
Did they not cook it all the way?
It's like they like cooked it like to like 75% and like just tossed it off to the side.
And then put it like, in
that'll
with
finish
the egg
and
juice?
It doesn't. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If you can't get basic like scrambled eggs, right?
Then and like sausage like a tier yeah. below like Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
Like where it's like, where are you sourcing this shit from?
Ooh. Yeah. I hate when I go to any kind of diner like that though, and their scrambled eggs are just an omelet folded over.
Yeah.
Or an omelet that they just go and take and
cut up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, it's not the same. It's not.
No, I hear you.
It's not. It needs to be seasoned differently. It needs to, you need to do it so
different
that
texture.
It, yeah, it's a yeah. different it's exactly it. It's a different texture. And whether or not you use like milk or
something. Omelet
kind of
and scramble are yeah. different things. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me it's just like ugh.
Depends on like the I guess the laziness of said restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they take the flat top and just make one giant thing
mm-hmm.
of scrambled eggs, quote unquote. And then like you had mentioned, just take that, flip it, cut it, and then you're on your way. Versus like somebody actually taking a pan and making a small scrambled egg to order.
Yeah, that and apparently the owner's a super Trumper. So like there's like science and shit inside. It's like, oh, fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah.
I'm tipping this waitress hard, but that's
yeah.
just because I want to tip working people.
Yeah. I usually do.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I did that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Just went out one night because I didn't want to cook. Caitlin didn't want to cook. And we went and got
that's one thing I can't really say was a bad thing about was the service was not bad.
Just
so
the food.
I can't speak anything about the service people that were there. The food sucked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I ended up giving the little waitress there like a 75% tip.
There you go.
I think the bill was something like, I don't know, $70 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was in 100, and I ended up giving the waitress like 75.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
She came over, said, you know, thank you. Just as like grabbing the check, and I said it was all set, and then she went back to the stand and started counting it, and I think she thought there was an issue because yep. then she went to like,
are you sure it's all set kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, she went to the manager to like double check the count, and mm-hmm. then the manager kind of came over and was like, oh, just want to say thank you for everything. I was like, no, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
I mm-hmm. meant to do that.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, I meant to do that. I think they were just kind of blown away just because. Of the way the world is now?
Yeah. Too many people are, fuck you, I've got mine.
Nobody yeah. wants to work. It's like,
yeah.
No, not for slave wages. No, thanks.
Well, that's a fact. I yeah. turned down a lot of jobs because of slave wages.
Mm-hmm.
He's having flashbacks.
To Nam. Except for my nom was a Toys R Us stockroom. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been telling stories to retail kids about Toys R Us. And they don't fucking believe me. That's
don't
how bad our yeah. stories are.
Yeah, it doesn't damn. Surprise me.
Yep.
Hot damn.
Yeah. So, now that just reminds me. I haven't had like I haven't gone out for breakfast in the longest time. Like
I think mine's like. A good month and a half.
Yeah. Mine's, I think, before my daughter was born.
You see, my standard for a diner is not very high.
Yeah.
But, like, I look at it this way. If you're a diner, like, if you're just a local diner chain or a diner yourself, it's one-off.
A mom-and-pop yeah. kind of
mom
thing.
Mom-and-pop kind of thing. The floor is not very high for you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is you have to be slightly better than Denny's or Waffle House. You don't have to be much better. Just slightly better.
stay in business better.
Yeah, like it just slightly better. And if you can't hit that floor, if you can't hit that target, why the fuck are you open?
Yeah. See, here's my argument against that, where you were saying like, oh, the service or whatever, go to Steel Tip, the thing. I don't think I've ever had necessarily bad food at Denny's. Well, I have the worst service ever anytime I'm in a Denny's.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've been.
Yeah, it's probably been a good decade at least at this point, but like, the last time I went to a Denny's, I was like,
"It was my birthday." And
again, it's tough
trash.
To fuck up American breakfast food, and Denny's does not fuck up American's breakfast food.
No,
they have set a minimum bar, and I would say that Denny's isn't the minimum bar. I'd say it's a step up from the minimum bar. The minimum bar is Waffle House.
Yeah.
And for people in the South,
you got your fry cook wearing.
I'm sorry, everybody in the South vest. That's going to come at me about how the Waffle House is amazing. Waffle House is not amazing. Waffle House is really bad.
The one up here is trash.
There's one up here.
There was one in Tewksbury.
I haven't seen one north of Virginia.
Yeah, it was in Tewksbury next to the cross street from the Walmart.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was.
Yeah, but anyway, my Waffle House story is driving down to Florida and stopping in a Waffle House in Georgia. And I order breakfast. I get eggs. I get normal American fare. But I also, because I'm getting French toast, have ordered a glass of milk.
Ooh, okay.
The lady brings out a 2-gallon jug of milk, sets it on the table.
Just leaves it?
Says, sanitation department says we can't open our milk anymore. So, so I get this 2-gallon sealed jug of milk that they're going to throw out the rest of it.
Because after you open it?
Because the customer needs to open the milk every time.
So they buy 2 gallons of milk.
That's just it. It's a full 2 gallon, and I have no idea why. I think that's just what they had like in the building. But like, why don't you just like invest in like if that's the situation, yeah, get like a fucking milk carton.
Yeah. Or the quart milks.
Yeah.
Or the little single serving milks.
Yeah.
But a fucking 2-gallon jug, I shit you not. Boom. Right on the table. Sanitation department says we can't open our milk anymore.
Stupid idiot.
Jesus.
And my eyes just like went like, oh shit, where am I right now? If the sanitation department has come in as this like tyrannical force and said you cannot open milk in this location yourself. You have to have a customer do it.
How bad is it out back?
That is why that... So,
or are they like? Oh,
so
are
the gears started turning in my head about okay. So what else is bad?
You know what? Like you know how like in a bar you're not allowed to like pour liquor bottles together.
Yeah,
like marrying bottles or whatever.
Yeah,
they're marrying their milks together, and they just have one like milk
just
that
one milk that's like had like a like, portion of milk that's like 10 years old.
Yeah, it's like you can trace its lineage back to 10 years ago.
It solidifies as you go down.
Yeah. They just add a little bit of more. Like, it's just leftover from the other day.
Just evaporated milk at that point.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, then we never have to buy more milk. Oh, my God.
So yeah, the Waffle House is the bottom floor of diners. It is the bare minimum of what you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never been to, when I was in the South, never been to a Waffle House.
Yeah,
no, it's like a normal,
it's a staple for them. They love the Waffle House. That is like their drunken, like go to. And the thing is, there's better places down in the South too. Like there were a couple other like
Mom and Pop
Denny style kind of places that were just better that I would go to when I was down in Florida.
Yeah, I can't say that I have.
I wouldn't want to be just out in the dark. After dark in the South. That's just me. I don't know.
Like a Waffle House, like 3 a.m., just the fucking sketchy shit you see?
Yeah.
Like a Walmart?
Yeah.
Like a Walmart anytime?
Yeah, a Walmart anytime.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially down South.
Or super up north.
That I have not... I didn't really ever go to Walmarts down South. There wasn't one super close to my apartment in Florida. So I didn't ever go.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, there's a Costco very nearby.
Oh, nice. We had a Supercenter when I was in Carolina.
Yeah, it was Costco right across the road from me. So that was kind of my go-to. And then we had a couple of grocery stores nearby that were okay.
The Young Lion?
Yeah. But I never had to go to... Everything else just got fucking delivered.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Did you have a Piggly Wiggly?
They did have one. I remember seeing one. I don't think it was nearby, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah.
Then I had another weird one. Price Chopper?
Yep, Price Chopper.
Oh, Price Chopper's. That shit's old school. That's Western Mass.
Yeah. Those are in New York and Western Mass.
I'm trying to think about that. There was some other weird name.
Yeah, Price Chopper is Western Mass. My mom's side of the family in North Adams, there's Price Choppers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or there was. I don't know if there still are.
I think they've kind of.
The Big Y is a big deal out there, too.
Yeah, I have my cousin.
I've never been to a Big Y. Yeah.
Cousin has that in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Y's. It's weird.
Yeah, so my grandparents lived in a little like township outside of a they lived basically like off of a like an old state route in New York.
Yeah.
And like the closest town was probably like 15 minutes away. It's called Cobleskill. And they had a Price Chopper, and it was like the biggest news in the world because they put a Walmart in right off the highway.
Yeah.
And it also had like it was a super Walmart.
The super center.
Like the grocery store and stuff in it.
Super Walmart.
And like
everyone stopped going.
Well, no, I mean like, yeah, but like people were pissed. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the Big Y lost all of its.
Yeah. But it was also like, oh, well it has everything. It's got a tire center. It's got like the things that you
could
like,
all the mom and pa stuff from downtown into hiatus and into like a competition versus just being
there,
the place to go, you know.
One stop shop, literally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fookers.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Fookers.
You Fooker.
I just don't shop at Walmart. Like if I can avoid it, like
I can pay the extra 98% money and go
8% of the time I can avoid it.
Yeah, I'm like I can pay the 98 cents and extra and go to Target.
Not even 98 cents, it's like 10 cents.
Yeah, I just... It
definitely try to avoid.
Around here for me, Targets are so much more convenient than like the...
Well, Targets have also gone super downhill.
Yeah.
Like they're not... They used to be the Target. Now they're a hair's breadth away from being Walmart, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're almost as bad, as if not.
Yep.
Well, that's another southern... shopping center, right?
No, that's just one of those more. That's just another place that's having a hard time keeping up with Amazon and the Amazon of the world and commerce in general, where like you end up having to.
It's like you can't hire enough people for how busy it is and
keep it clean
and keep it clean and keep it like easy to what's it called? Like you could basically afford to keep some part time people on throughout the day, and then you have to have a couple of full time people come in. Redo the store overnight for it to get destroyed again in the first hour and a half.
I was shopping there a little bit and just make commentary about how fucking dirty the place was in comparison to what it was 5 years ago. And it's just that they're not hiring enough people to keep maintaining it. And, you know, it's that's a situation where, like, you can. What are you going to do for $15 an hour? Now you have a pretty big variety of things you can do for $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I would rather go and sit somewhere and make coffees instead of running around with my head cut off like a chicken at Target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get yelled at by customers.
And make more.
Yeah. Versus just pouring coffee.
Unless the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega were my managers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Super kick party.
Yeah. but
speaking of the Elite, 30 year anniversary. And there's no Elite.
Speaking of
there is that, no Elite in the no All Elite, Elite Wrestling.
Except for Hangman.
Except for the Hangman's, yeah. Are you boys down for November 9?
November 9?
It's a Wednesdays.
Yeah, sure.
They're back in the Aganises for their Dynamites.
Mm-hmm.
I already was approved for the suites. We have the same suite as the last times.
Cool.
So you boys are down.
Yeah, should be able to.
Yeah, I want to say yes, but I need to.
Yeah, you got to clarify and check.
Yeah, solidify plans with the
babes.
Yeah,
because of the babes.
I don't think bringing a
child,
a 3 month old
ask
child,
the
to
infant.
to a professional wrestling match is the best idea.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, definitely not.
No, it wouldn't.
No, but I do agree with you.
Yeah,
I'm not issuing you a challenge, saying that you should do this.
Yeah, you do mm-hmm. what you got to do. And then also, I haven't done it yet, but if I do, get a suite for a Survivor Series, War Games.
Mm. What day is that?
It's a Saturday.
Isn't it the Saturday after?
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
I cannot.
Yeah, you got screwed with the work.
That's skis. A big NO yeah. for that guy.
I figured, but it was also like in my mind because it'll be like my anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's, you know, Survivor Series with the Bret Hart glasses and stuff. And I was like, oosh, War Games.
That should be fun, but.
Dun, 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 dun. So, I'm thinking about it with the DJ money.
Wow.
Yeah.
But wrestling is happening right now.
Yeah, depending on how busy I am.
I think they're retreading way too much of the same ground. They've been talking a lot about how the houses are down, and it's like, because you're just going to the same fucking places every 3 months. I feel like we were 100%. Just there. I feel like we were just fucking there.
Yeah.
Like
We were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a Ring of Honor show.
Between, but, you know.
But actually that.
It was Ring of Honor, Lowell, and then that Wednesday was Mass.
Yeah, they were in Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like they keep retreading the same fucking ground over and over again.
Like your demographic,
people have expendable money, but not that much expendable money.
Yeah, for every 3 months.
Yeah, and I think it's when you're establishing a brand that tours, you kind of need to figure out
what works.
But then at the same time, you have to think too that when these companies are like negotiating with All Elite and WWE, same thing, is that okay? Hey, we want this specific date, but then you also have to take these two other dates we don't have filled.
Yeah,
you know.
But the thing with that is a lot of AEW is all college arenas. Or like smaller arenas,
yeah.
Whereas WWE is more
is the
like
bigger
pro
one.
Sport yeah. arenas or stadiums.
Because when both WWE and AEW when they go to Worcester, they go to DCU, right? That's the only thing in Worcester, I thought, right?
Yeah, it's all there is. But
I don't think you're fitting a wrestling match in the Palladium.
But anytime they go
That'd
to
be awesome.
Worcester, it's usually
there's been indie shows there. Actually, I'm like, that's why I said that. I'm like, I'd
off
love
the
to
balcony.
Yeah, I'd love to wrestle at the Palladium. That'd be awesome.
But SmackDown's usually when they
don't
goes
show
to Worcester,
Ibushi.
Huh?
SmackDown's usually Worcester, whereas Raw is usually the Garden.
Yeah, they typically do. Yeah, SmackDown.
Same thing with like Snoo is always SmackDown. It's never Raw.
Yeah. I forget that like they've gotten SmackDown. Like I forgot that I went to a SmackDown at Snoo a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you like were right at the the TV level.
Yep.
Woo.
It was the night that Charlotte and Ric Flair, I think, like making fun of Natty because it was just after her dad died or something like
that.
Oh,
that's good.
And they were making fun of her dad for being dead. And I'm like, Jesus.
That sounds like Ric.
Yeah.
It sure does.
So it was like, oh, and I think it was, I don't know, it might have been right when Ronda Rousey started, or it might not have been there yet, but I don't know, but it was funny.
I haven't been to an actual WWE show in years since we went to that, probably the Hell in a Cell suite.
Well, now they're fun again.
Yeah,
it was like,
fun again,
I mean,
we've been to NXT shows, but not like the main brand. I haven't been
to. No, the last one I went to was like years ago. Like, I want to say whatever the WrestleMania year. Like, I want to say like 34, 35. Like the year that the New Day started Bootios.
That was the Hell in a Cell year, wasn't it?
I think it might have been because I remember getting my wife the Bootios shirt in the mail so we could go, so she could wear it to
the show.
The show, yeah. And it was like the Christmas Bootios shirt. Yeah, it wasn't like the regular one.
Christmas booty.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to come to booty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, yeah. Mistletoe Jones right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my favorite thing in wrestling right now is just Sami Zayn.
Oh, he is
so good.
He's just killing
the honorary ooze.
Everything he's doing.
It's just like, how could you... There's...
We need you to be cool.
I heard great things from his promo from on Friday. I have to go back and watch it now. Now that it will be on the Peacocks, I have to go back.
Yeah.
I heard great things.
Yeah, it's great. Good stuff. The rumor has it, and this is just a rumor, that he hasn't actually dropped the conspiracy theory version of his character yet.
It's just hidden.
And that he's actually doing this whole thing with the bloodline because the person who he feels is in charge of the conspiracy is Paul Heyman.
That's awesome.
Oh, good God, that would be fantastic.
Or is it Jay?
That's how it actually goes.
Is it Jay or Jimmy that doesn't like him?
It's a good question.
It's one of those two.
It's one of the brothers.
One of the brothers. I wonder if he switches it.
I think it's Jay. I think it's Jay that doesn't like
him. I think it's Jay.
Lefties or righties?
If it's Jay, that is the lead of the conspiracy theory, and he starts going at Jay for being the lead, it'd be hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah.
We got big news though. Bray Wyatt's back. Mm-hmm. Official.
Cool.
As the AKA White Rabbit now.
Cool, cool.
We have the Good Brothers are back.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen.
I kind of wish that I'm okay with them being back and having fun at WWE and everything. But I kind of wish canonically they'd just say dead and the Undertaker killed them.
They were murdered.
I hope they bring that up in the next couple of weeks. Is like, I thought the Undertaker killed you guys.
I thought you guys were dead.
With a steam shovel.
That'd be great. Great lore.
Yeah.
The weird thing about that though is doesn't Machine Gun have a belt with New Japan right now?
Yep, and they're allowing him to go to Wrestle Kingdom.
Interesting.
So was it night one or night, whatever night he's on, he has said defending that title if he keeps it by then. But he's still wrestling at Wrestle Kingdom. They saw that today.
Nice.
So January 7th, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's neat.
So I was like, is that the next Forbidden Doors, possibly? Are we going to get guys from New Japan in the Rumble?
I doubt it. Because nobody in the, I mean, you can't say, the casual WWE viewer would probably not know who they were. And I think even like what you've seen recently, like leading up to Forbidden Door, is they had some of the weakest ratings like before the pay-per-view because they didn't do a great
job building with the build-up,
and they didn't do a great job actually explaining
who people are.
Yeah. Because I mean, like there's casual people who just,
I know.
You just turn it on every Wednesday.
I know. I had to explain some things.
Yeah, and they're going to be like, "Who's Hiroshi Tanahashi?" I'm like, if you see like Will Ospreay, and you're like, "Oh, okay, he's just a British cunt."
We're nonce.
Yeah. but some guys like that are like, you got to explain why, you know, you get excited about somebody like Tomohiro Ishii. It's like the dude looks like
Murder Grandpa.
Yeah.
Well, Suzuki, people get legitimately excited about Suzuki.
I'd explain he's Suzuki. I'd explain Suzuki.
Yeah, but the AEW fandom is usually smart enough to at least know who to cheer for, and know who certain people are. Like the problem is that there are certain people that are in New Japan that New Japan thinks highly of that the rest of the world does not, like Juice Robinson or Dave Finley, or there might be the mix over in New Japan, but here they're just another guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Mr. Tony Storm is just another guy, but he is Mr. Tony Storm here in comparison to being Juice Robinson in Japan.
Mr. Tony Storm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Oh, lucky man right there. Lucky man. Yeah, the Mr. H wants the Jonah back.
Mm-hmm.
The AKA Bronson Reed for you NXT guys.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, he's been trying to get him back ever since he took back controls.
Oh, well, he's been in New Japan recently, right? Yeah, isn't he an...
The Empire. Not the Empire. The Mighty. The O'Neills.
Yeah, but he's a... Is he Australian or is he from New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was like, whatever that other
one of those
country is,
right, those next islands.
To yeah.
New Zealand. It's like Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the New.
Lord of the New.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, have you watched the series yet?
The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
I watched the first couple episodes.
No.
Is it worth it?
If you like Lord of the Rings, yeah.
I do.
If you've read the books and if you know the characters, then yeah, I think it's worth it. I think they're well done. The problem is that it's kind of stiffly acted. It's not terrible. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's not like it's very watchable. It's very good. But there are a lot of characters that you're just kind of like, there's no main focal character to really latch onto, like a person of interest that's like normal.
Soup
like,
of the day.
Because everybody's like kind of like, you end up having like immortal elves as like the main characters. Like, and you have like Galadriel and like Elrond, and like, you're like, you know, they're not going to die because they show up later.
Yeah. like Elrond is like, wasn't like, he in like, Return
it's
of the
like
King?
Elrond. Yeah. It's like, that's not fucking Agent Smith.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm fine with having somebody else play him. But like,
that's pretty cool. It makes sense. Okay.
But this happens thousands of years before The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's letting you know like the background for a lot of the characters. What's really cool is like, you kind of like, they go deep into the backstory of like who Sauron is and like, who the Maiar are and all this other like deep lore shit.
Okay.
And it, like, if you're into nerdy shit like that, like
that's
I am,
you?
That's cool.
Nice.
But like, even that is like a little like too much.
Okay.
Like to me, like I like fantasy shows and I like where they're at, but the two of the ones that are out there right now are just so far up their own ass. Like the House of the Dragon.
I haven't watched it.
Is like so far. Like I look at that one and I go, the problem is that they're only focusing on one house. And this one house is not, like, apart from having dragons, not particularly interesting.
No.
They're just a bunch of silver-haired and fucks.
Yeah. besides having dragons and incest, there's nothing really, like, interesting about it.
The only two things going on, dragons and incest in that show.
Yeah, it's just like,
just change the name.
Yeah. Dragons and incest. But what I love to see them do, and this is something that I'm surprised hasn't been done already, is having have a company like HBO Max or somebody like approach Blizzard and do like a serial for World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
And have them do like the Lich King story or something like that. Yeah, like have them like do like four seasons following Arthas' story or four seasons following Jaina's story, like something like that. Like, cause that could be done well, and there's enough content there for them to do it well. And those are relatable characters. The problem with the stuff they're doing right now is the characters aren't super relatable, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think if they kept it the scope small into even maybe like a 2-season or a 3-season thing, and was very very precise in the execution.
Yeah,
it could be really good, but at the same time, it's like I feel like they can get like it's been pretty. I feel like it's almost been too tightly, you know, of a narrative so far.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's
exactly
what they're only
way too tight of a narrative.
Yeah, and any outsider really that's coming in is either dealt with within an episode or so, like the crab people or whatever.
Yeah,
and the Stepstones, the episode and a half. Even like, you know, dealing with like, you know, the legitimacy of Rhaenyra's, what's it called, was.
Yeah, the thing you end up having
episode
though,
in
is,
and out, you know, like
it's like when Game of Thrones first came out, you end up having a situation of like, if you didn't like Cersei and Jaime, you had Jon Snow and you had the Wall.
Yeah,
you had characters like Bronn and Tyrion. You had places to go. You had different things to do, and this is all focused on one family, so you're not having different things to do.
No, yeah,
like, it's all about them, and it's like
soup of the day.
And if Lord of the Rings was focused entirely on the Lannisters, it would have sucked.
Yeah.
And a problem, unfortunately, this one feels like kind of like that, where it's just focused on one family and it's not branching out enough.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Like, it's just not great.
Gotcha. I haven't watched it, so.
Yeah. It's, yeah. What's it got, like?
I threw it on my list for after DJ, wedding seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whole season's only 10 episodes, so.
I haven't watched the first 8 seasons of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Should probably watch that first.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess so.
That was my plan.
Watch the first 7.
Don't watch 8, 2. Stop being fucking whiny.
I'm just kidding. It was actually... Yeah. I actually wasn't one of those people who hated it as much as most people. Yeah, no. It was just like...
It was too rushed. The last season needed to be 2 seasons, needed to be fleshed out more. It just felt too abrupt. The way I feel about the last season of Game of Thrones is exactly the same way I feel about episode 3 of Star Wars. Is they've tried to cram too much into one movie, which made it feel rushed, and it made it feel like certain characters turned on a dime versus...
Yeah.
The build?
Yeah, versus having a realistic build.
Quick turns.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
It's on my list. I haven't watched it.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, in Star Wars Episode 3, Anakin goes from crying about killing a guy to killing kids
to killing
in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
to
good
killing
stuff.
Kids in less than 10 minutes.
And an entire village of Tusken Raiders.
Yeah.
Like, an entire village of Tusken Raiders.
And, yeah, it goes from crying about that to killing children in a very small period of time. And the reality is that you could have fleshed that out for a longer period. You could have seemed it in and been like, okay, you know. But they didn't have time for that because they're doing a movie.
Yeah.
A television show, you have plenty of fucking time to do it.
You have all the time.
The problem was with Game of Thrones is the showrunners wanted to leave. They were done with it at that
they
point.
They got Star Wars money, right?
They did, but they were also just kind of... When you're into a situation, like, creatively, if you're into a situation and you're having a success, you can ultimately get bored with what you're doing. If you're... been doing it for a while. And I think that's where they were at with the last season. It's just like, oh, this is done and move on to other shit.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, too. It's funny that they were, what's it called, of their own success. Because that Star Wars series isn't happening anymore.
No, it's because of the blowback of how about that season went.
Just, you know, putting the cart before the horse. One of my things.
And beating the dead horse.
It's just horses.
I did watch Dahmer, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that one.
I like the memes that have come out of it.
I've got to, like, episode 7, and I was fine. And then I watched 8, 9, and 10. And then I needed, like, 15 minutes to myself after to, like, come back to reality.
Because it was that weird? Or it was just...
I think because it was just so, like, true. Like, knowing that it was true and, like, dark. Like, my mind was just, like, fucked up at that point.
Yeah.
Did you see that the guy who, the focus of Serial got released from jail?
No.
Yeah. Nope. From the Adnan Syed or whatever, the guy who was the focus of the first season of Serial, that podcast whatever. And there was a show on HBO, too, like, the case of whatever, of Adnan Syed or whatever his name is.
Yep.
They came back and basically didn't call for a... They called for a retrial, basically, but citing, like, basically...
Discrepancies and whatever.
Discrepancies and just absolutely corrupt police because it's Baltimore. So
Yeah.
And just, yeah, so, like, from the fact that there was, like, even, like, another suspect that they didn't even, like, just a ton of stuff. So I'm kind of interested in that because, like, I had listened to it, and then, like, I had started looking into some of the stuff, and then, the HBO series came on, and I watched, like, an episode and a half of it, and then I stopped it because I was just like, eh. And everybody online was like, nah, bro, he's guilty. It was like, there was a bunch of people who were like, nah, like, yeah, bro, he's guilty, like, everything makes sense. And then there's other people who were like, no, he's not guilty at all, blah, 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 why would he do that? He loved his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. It's just like...
The internet knows.
Yeah.
And by the internet knows, they know nothing.
Yeah, so if you watch it, make sure you have a bowl of ice cream ready or something to make you feel good after.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to watch it.
Because my brain was fucked.
I don't need to... Like, there are certain things that, like... Should be documented, that should be done creatively. That I look at and I go, there's no need for that.
Yeah. Dahmer ate people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And had sex with African Americans or Spanish men.
Oh, yeah. He had a thing for young gay men and would fuck them and eat them.
Yeah. Bring them home when they were dead.
Yep.
Mind you, dead. And would have nice.
Yeah, not necessarily in that order.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to be like,
no, nice fun times with them.
I was going to be like, I don't think it'd be easy to eat at somebody who's still alive. Yeah. And I was
the thing is, though, is that he was not a traditional like serial killer in the sense that he's not going to be like strangling you to death and stabbing you. He did like weird shit.
Yeah,
like he'd like drill holes in your skull.
Yeah,
and like pour acid in and like,
science experiment.
I don't need to see that.
They don't show that.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't need to actually have that documented. There's nothing create like the only creative thing I can think of in that is the acting. Like the actors have like they can inhabit a role at that point and be like, okay, so I can do this person justice or I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Evan Peters like did situation really justice. Well.
The problem there is that there's no reason for it. There's no story to be told there. There's no winning. There's no losing. There's just death.
I think the only thing.
And it's like. Yes, it happened. You do need to acknowledge that it happened. You need to be aware of it happening. It doesn't need to be my entertainment.
No, yeah.
And that's my issue with true crime in general is I just don't like the idea of like, oh, let me listen to this horrible thing that happened to somebody else and do nothing about society.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, thank God it didn't happen to me.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, what else are you going to do with that shit? I would go watch like a slasher movie,
a
billion times over in comparison to that because 100%. That actually takes creativity. Like, there's a level of like you're making something up.
Yeah,
like it's a story. There's characters that can grow in that situation. Nobody's growing in Dahmer.
you know? That's because they're dead.
It's about the friends we ate along the way.
Yeah. I feel like if you're doing a documentary on or like a biopic on somebody that's like of a historical context, there still needs to be a message or a lesson learned, and there isn't one there, in my opinion.
I think the only thing that possibly could come from this is just the mental state of other people and making it aware of other people's mental state, which is, I think, the only real reason.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I've ever learned from watching these shows is I'm never letting my kid out of sight once they're like...
See, I usually don't watch these like crazy documentaries.
Able
things.
To walk on their own.
Like, I will read about it and then be done.
See, that's the wrong point to take from that, though.
Oh, okay. Then get them a gun.
Still the wrong button to take for that one.
Okay, get them two guns, whatever.
Get them five guns.
Get them five guns. Teach them karate.
Yep.
Krav Magas.
They will be the child of Billy Karate.
Get them chainsaws for each hand.
Yeah.
Their hands are chainsaws.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Saw.
You almost missed out. You were very close to me making my professional wrestling debut as Billy Karate.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
So close.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad I'm missing it now.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the same.
It would be the same.
And I actually, we thought about it and we were like, yeah, we'll have it be like.
The name being Billy Karate and you don't know karate is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just be like an 80s like. Yeah, like think of like Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
Like the Ski Patrol douches.
Yeah.
Like Sebastian Stan and those guys in that. Yeah. Like basically that, like just violently afraid of Russians and just like
you coming out and trying to do karate and like yelling at someone, trying to be the good guy, but really being the bad guy is hilarious.
Yeah. So it'd be I thought about it and I was like, that could either go over really well or just like a, you know, fart in church. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to take that chance yet.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe somewhere down the line. And I've seen like some other guys have done like not similar gimmicks to it, but like Ethan Page. He did something like that.
Karate Man.
Yeah, Karate Man. Yeah. Karate so Man, it's just like I don't, you know. Like imitation, sincerest form of flattery. I don't want to take too much from them, from other people.
But either way, that would be genius.
Yeah, to an extent, yeah.
Just coming out and thinking you're doing good, but really being the bad guy. Hilarious.
Yeah. So like pull my punch and like elbow a kid in the face by accident.
What you need to do from that is you need to do just straight up do like a mall karate school form.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the ring. and just position your opponent in the way.
just like come out with like some like boards to break, like yeah. some, like yeah. the balsa wood boards to yeah. break, and be like, okay, here, I need you to set this up, and then, yep. ha, and like, oh wait, ha,
or like white styrofoam,
yeah,
and not be able to break the white styrofoam,
yeah, just get the little bit thicker one so you can kind of yeah. like make it look like you're trying.
Hilarious.
Just sprawl out with some nunchucks and just do bad.
Or like mid-match, if someone does something that is karate-like, you yeah. run down and you're like, no.
No. This is how
you do it.
Excuse me. The martial arts are only for defense.
Oh, and you need like a headpiece microphone. Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Like how they do the demo, like they would do the, like demo, the demos videos, at like yeah. fairs and stuff. Yeah. It's like
what you'd have to do is you'd have to bring
Billy Blank's Tai Bo.
You'd have to bring 2 extra karate belts and just hand them to random children.
I was gonna say almost have like two
white belts. You are now my pupil.
Yeah. like the
that's a t-shirt.
Like yeah. like the Hitman glasses. You just yeah, yeah. bring out white belts and give them away. To
oh yeah.
You are now my disciple.
Yeah. And your t-shirt is just a black tee with the white belt.
Yeah. We were thinking the Rex Kwon Do.
Oh.
At the America pants.
Yep.
That is genius.
No one wants to be spin kicked in the face in a pair of these bad boys. No one makes me bleed my own blood. So. Yeah,
I'm liking Billy Karate more and more.
If there's an opportunity at like a one-off show or something, whether it's just like a, like some places will do like a
Billy's Karate Dojo.
Yeah, like if I could do like a Southpaw
coming to a mall near you.
Yeah, if I could do like a Southpaw wrestling thing like that, like yeah. come to Billy Karate's Karate Dojo in Rib Shack.
Billy Karate's Jeet Kune Do and Bail Bonds.
Yes.
Doubles as a bail bondsman. And if you're in a rumble, you have 2 characters. Like Dude Love.
Yeah, I just come back.
You come back as a bail bondsman.
Yeah, just looking like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Hilarious.
Oh, God.
All for that.
I don't think I could have a mullet at any given time.
You don't need a mullet. Just have, like, a jean vest.
Yeah.
Just ready.
Do have a jean vest.
There you go.
Just ready.
Yep, and 90s Oakley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just Aquanet out the yin-yang. Yeah.
With the spike wristband.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I'm excited for that. Did you see Mox signed a 5-year extension?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude just pulled the fucking
rabbit out of a hat.
I wasn't even going to say that, but just like the Leonardo DiCaprio of all Leonardo DiCaprios, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
His turf.
Yeah.
And the word is a possibly Renee is following suit and joining said AEW.
Makes sense. They want to see each other on the road.
That there's also, I don't know what she'd be doing if she's backstage or if she'll be doing a women's only type thing.
Hell, I could see her being like, not like,
whatever the heels thing is, like being in charge of that, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of feeling whatever Brandy's role was.
Yeah.
I was going to say not even that, but just like head of,
whatever that's
not,
called.
Not live production, but like all of the ring announcers, the interviewers.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Just to keep like a narrative focus going and stuff. Because she's been doing that for years. Like she did that for years.
What, was she an announcer or was she just the interviewer?
She announced on, she might have been on the Raw. What's it called? For like a year or so.
Yeah, I think so.
Was she?
Yeah. She was in the Raw broadcast booth. It's when they had like a 4-man booth.
Oh, no, I meant like actually announce, like the ring announcer.
Oh, no,
she was at the commentary table.
Yeah.
Yeah, commentary table, interview. She might have been at NXT, maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember because I was always sweet and on most of the announcers, or not the announcers, the ring announcers.
Yeah,
with the Caleb Braxtons and the JoJo's, Brandy Rhodes, at a time. But definitely the JoJo's and the Caleb Braxtons and the NXTs.
Caleb
was definitely sweet on them.
Sweet on my fist.
You get a journalism.
Yeah.
You're in journalism.
Journalism. Where is Caleb maybe moving on?
They just switched up the broadcast booth again.
Yeah, yeah. I put that in our chat.
Booker T.
Booker T is the NXT guy. Though. And Nigel is gone.
Yeah.
And Corey Graves is only doing one show.
Oh, I thought he was doing both the main roster shows.
No, he's doing just Raw.
Okay.
They moved...
Because SmackDown is Cole and Wade Barrett
yeah.
until Pat McAfee comes back.
But they're all two-man boosts now. No more three.
Then do you think that that Wade Barrett goes back to NXT when Pat's back? Because Cole and McAfee are just like...
I think so.
Probably.
And then they'll put Booker back wherever Booker is. Mm-hmm. And then depending on this whole NXT Europe or whatever it's going to be, they may either put Wade over there or move him back to NXT. Because Europe's supposed to be a thing now.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Next year, I think.
We've had many an attempt on that.
Many an attempt on his life.
But Nigel's gone. Good old Nigel. And What's-His-Face just got married, so he'll be returning soon. The Vic Joseph.
Hmm.
To Mackenzie, Johnny Gargano's favorite backstage interviewer.
Oh.
Sure.
Did not know that.
I only know that because whoever was replacing Mackenzie when they were doing the dual interviews, he always called her not Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I know that.
Have Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa interacted since they've been back?
Not that I've seen.
No.
Yeah, not that I've seen.
Not yet. Not yet.
They're both on Raw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Yep.
I haven't just seen two different things.
Because Johnny tag teamed with Kevin Owens like last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Good. Against Alpha Academy.
Candice is back too, I saw.
Candice is back.
Yay.
Main roster Candice. Monday night. Monday night Candice.
Yeah. I'm hoping this goes well with the amount of people they have on Raw. I feel like SmackDown's very dwindled and stale.
Well, they just brought on Legado del Fantasma.
No, for the women.
Oh, for the women.
Just the women itself.
Oh, well, they brought Zelina Vega with them. So, yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Well, Selena's there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And is Mandy Rose still... the NXT Women's Champion because Sonya Deville showed up at NXT last night.
Mandy's brother passed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she's off doing that right now?
Yeah.
So they may either touch on the whole Sonya, Manda, best friends, or they'll do actual lore and...
Yeah, like, no, she showed up, beat up Alba Fire.
I hate that stupid name.
That's whatever. And
Beck,
and
Andy Ray.
her and the rest of Toxic Attraction put her through a table.
Yeah, so I think they might go back with either the lore of Sonya and Mandy,
mm-hmm.
with the whole breakup thing.
Sony PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you see that supposedly the Scissor Me Daddy Ass shirts are already like the top selling shirt
ever
of
since
all year?
The whole
yep.
Daddy Ass went to the Acclaimed?
Mm-hmm.
Every shirt that they have come out with in the last 3 weeks has been the top shirt.
Okay.
It is bonkers.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the Acclaimed.
Yeah. And who says that raunchy humor can't get over?
That right?
In 2022.
The new,
as long as it's good spirited.
Yeah, the new Suck It is now Scissor Me.
Yeah,
as long as it's good natured, you're good. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you're fine.
Just Scissor Me Daddy Ass, that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody getting hurt there.
They've had, what, three versions of that now?
Yeah, I think so.
It's almost like every week there's a new design for Scissor.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure there
Scissor
is.
Scissor Me Daddy S.
Yeah. It's the new Danhausen shirt.
Danhausen?
It's just the new Danhausen.
Very good, very evil.
Uh-huh.
I'm very disappointed with TBS right now. They had an opportunity to bring back Monster Vision with Danhausen hosting, and they didn't.
Oh.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been good.
That would have been fucking great.
Good.
Sent them the idea. No reply.
Did you really? Fuck yeah.
On Twitter.
that's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
That Mystery Science Theater 3000 and just have Danhausen best friends just as like the talking
heads. That's another option. That's another option to it.
Then, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Oh, just picture Chuck.
OC.
Yeah. OC would just not speak at all for the entire thing.
Not his head.
Yeah.
Stat would just be broken.
Yep.
Is she still part of that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She's broken.
They still.
No, she's just broken.
Yeah. She had her ACL done.
Well, I know they had the ACL thing. I just didn't know with her like new.
With her new like gimmick and things.
Ring gear and like.
No, she's still part of the group.
Yeah, okay. She's a best friend. She's just more than a woman.
More than a woman. Mm-hmm. She's an alien.
No, she's not quite an alien. They're not really speaking to her like an alien anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I was kind of like, what are you implying with that tagline? Like, more, it's like, are you like part cyborg? Are you part like,
where are you?
Are you a,
what are you?
Yeah.
Are you a predator?
Yes.
Are you an alien?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I tell you guys, I met the Prize City The Prize, Alec Price, last week.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Super nice dude.
Cool.
Got to
Alec Price.
The Prize City Prize, Alec Price. He's on like Beyond and stuff and Limitless and.
I think I would have to actually see his face.
This is more of a Brian question. This is beyond my knowledge of wrestling.
Yeah. No, he's like. He's really big in like the New England scene right now.
Said Alec Price.
Alec, yep. Super nice dude. Got to train with him for a bit.
At Elite?
At Elite, yeah.
Oh, he kind of reminds me of the guy with the card in Impact that's also from the area.
Oh, Ace Austin?
Yeah, a little bit. It reminds me of Ace Austin.
But yeah,
like the look, yeah, a little bit.
But yeah. But he's, you know, super smart. He's super young, too, but he's got just awesome mind for the business.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Burps.
Yeah,
Limitless.
He was a Limitless champion up until like last week. I don't think I'm spoiling anything because
did you take it from it, Will?
No, I did not. AC did.
Oh, he had a match with the Danhausens on Limitless.
Yes,
that was a couple years ago, but yeah. All right, yeah. He might have been at Chaotic a couple times where I've been there.
Yeah, he goes there from time to time. He's not like as regular as some of the...
The other guys?
Yeah, some of the guys there, but...
Now, where's he from?
He's from East Boston, the Prize City.
So he would be...
He's a Bell Time guy.
Yeah, top rope?
No.
No top rope?
No, Bell Time and Woburn.
What's the promotion that he usually does? I could look it up.
I'm like, he wrestles like 6 days a week.
I was going to say, I could look it up, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm like, he...
I'm trying to think of what would be the Boston, like, every weekend promotion. Whereas, like, Chaotic is, like...
Probably Beyond.
Our central northern Mass.
It surprisingly, like, there's nothing around, like, Boston on a weekly basis. Unless you're like in like South Shore, you go to like Brockton or like Fall River or something like that. And that's technically not Boston. So, but
I'm trying to think of what those are.
Yeah, it's just I think it's expensive to probably run.
Oh, I'm weekly. Yeah, I'm sure.
Just in general, actually in like Boston proper.
Oh yeah, probably. I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any Halloween plans?
I'm working. I have a DJ gig.
On
a spooky DJ gig?
29th.
Like on the 29th. I'm like, I thought you meant like actually on like the 31st.
Is it a wedding or is it a Halloween gig?
Actual wedding.
Is it a Halloween wedding?
Nope, just a regular wedding.
How would you not like just be fun with your wedding if it's like late October and not have like, I would just make fucking costumes for everybody.
Nope. My brother-in-law got married like 28th or something, like yeah. October 28th. And no, like it wasn't a costume party. I kind of almost wish it was because
it should. Yeah. How do you not say have like the best wedding ever as a costume party?
One of the DJs I work with, she got married pretty much on Halloween.
Yeah.
And her wife dressed up as Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's some fun shit. Like, yeah. Not only do you remember it, but like everyone that's there fucking remembers it. Yeah. That's gonna be like the wedding that like people remember.
That was their entire theme was Nightmare Before Christmas.
Like, if you're gonna have that October wedding, like if you're it's late October,
do something.
Lean into it. Fucking lean into it.
Yeah, I've not. Out of all the years I've been there, I've not had a Halloween wedding. Like actually dressing up Halloween wedding.
Huh. That's a shame.
It is. I've done like school dances with like Halloween.
I feel like if you have any kind of event like in towards the end of October, you need to incorporate Halloween in some regard.
Yeah. 100%.
Just to make it more fun.
Unless it's an anti Halloween event. And then in that
Halloween case, adds only fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black masks.
It never takes it away.
Black it masks.
Only fun.
I'm all for it, but yeah,
yep.
People don't. I guess for them, technically, I guess it's just a fancy Halloween party, but why not?
Yeah, like have the ring show up on, like, severed fingers.
The cake is...
The cake, if you cut into it, is like...
It's red.
Has, like, red frosting that, like, looks like blood.
It bleeds through, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much good shit you could do with that.
You missed calling as a wedding planner, Dan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween themed
specifically one time a year. Yeah.
But you could have Halloween themes all year.
Not really.
DC the Halloween. Yeah.
Well, they
wedding
have,
planner.
They have Christmas in July. So why
not really?
Hallmark does.
Hallmark does.
Yeah.
But still.
Like that's fake though. Nobody's actually doing that.
Well, why not have the excuse to dress up all year round? This is the question.
I'm not saying that's wrong.
It's called cosplay.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah, it's like Comic-Con shit. Like, I'm okay with that, but like, no, but like Halloween, like if you're gonna have a wedding, you should absolutely lead into that
Halloween.
Shit.
Halloween. There you go, sir. There's your side hustle.
It's not big enough.
Halloween weddings.
I just realized that the only difference between Halloween and cosplay is the candy.
And the people are dressing up.
Oh yeah, yeah, I mean.
The kinds of people dressing up.
I'm like, aren't they kind of children up here?
Yeah. This would go to a Battle Wounds episode of titled Unwanted versus Unwashed. So check that out. But yes, the amount of people and the difference of people dressing up versus what you see at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're a deep dive into that.
Interesting.
I've seen some things.
I still haven't decided if I'm going to grab costumes here or not. I probably need something.
I am waiting on to see what my niece and nephew are doing. Because we usually do a theme.
Mm. Good call.
So depending on what they do will depend on where I go.
I want to get like because first year with the baby, I want to get like a different costume for her like every day leading up to Halloween.
Gotcha.
Like for like the week of leading up to it, like I want, okay, like one day to be a pumpkin, one day her to be a ghost.
Why not?
One day or one her be a Snickers bar. One day, I looked online, like the ads, they were coming for me, HalloweenCostumes.com or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They
know you're a cash cow.
Oh, yeah,
they're like They're going to buy all the baby costumes.
You were there.
Dude, Taco Bell, 7-layer cheesy beefy burrito.
Not only are they going to buy all the baby costumes, they're going to buy all the dog costumes too.
Yeah.
Yep. I was telling
I was telling my wife this. I'm like, okay, like they get that. We get the cheesy beefy 7-layer burrito for the baby. And then we get like a large Coca-Cola for June or whatever. And
Doug to match.
And it goes great.
I think last year we did a theme Halloween with my niece. Everyone was a comic book character. Mm. I went as Jigsaw from Punisher. Mm. The series.
I'm familiar with Jigsaw.
No, that official one with when he's in the asylum. Mm. And they give him the white masks. And he draws on it.
Okay.
I went as that one.
Okay.
I made my own Jigsaw mask, copied whatever he had.
I don't think we did anything for this past Halloween, which is weird because we typically do something. But typically, my wife and I, when we've been doing costumes the past couple of years, it's typically...
I think this year was too cold for us to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
We do something and then...
I think I was Beer Pocket Man. I think that's what I went as.
Yeah. Like we did Pokemon.
It was Negan last year.
Yeah. We did Pokemon a couple of years ago, but.
Yep.
Yeah, you were Misty, right?
Yeah. I'm like, she was Ash. I was Misty.
I was Oak.
Yeah. Oak. and then, yeah. And we did Wayne and Garth one year.
Oh, I remember that.
That was a good one.
I forget if we did. I don't think we did one last year.
I don't think many people did one. I don't remember.
Yeah, last year was kind of a dud.
Yeah.
And I think the year before was COVID and everything canceled.
I can tell you why. We were in Disney that week.
Oh, yeah.
We were in Disney and Universal on Halloween. That's why.
There you go. Yeah. I don't remember doing
that. Yeah, there's literally a picture of me right here
on
Halloween morning drinking a beer.
There you go.
Krusty Land.
There you go. You were tank top man.
Yeah, it's tank top man.
Florida boy.
I was
Florida man.
I mean,
did you guys ever do that?
Yeah, literally in a Margaritaville tank top. So it was literally Florida man.
Oh, that Margaritaville.
I love that Margaritaville.
So I
had never heard of this before. The Florida man, where you type in Florida man and then your date of birth.
Yep.
I've never heard of that until like last week.
Oh yeah, that's been a thing.
And then I did it and looked it up, and I think the top one that popped up was Florida man chucks alligator through drive-through window for whoever the person was not giving him ketchup.
It's a reasonable response.
Yeah, I would do that.
Chucked alligator through drive-through
window. I mean, to be fair, the alligator's not going to do shit. The alligator's going to be like, what the fuck?
But it's just the fact that the man...
Like, who bitch this is?
Chucked the alligator. I was like, this is some shit.
The alligator should be like, just gonna slide through there and be like, oh, this floor is nice.
Florida man.
It's like, I'm not going to move from here. This floor is cool.
Nice. I like that. Good old Florida man. Yep. Never heard that until about a week ago. We were eating dinner and Caitlin's like, yeah, we were doing the Florida man thing today. I was like, Florida man, what the hell?
Is that like a dance? Is that like the Dougie?
No, they were at work. They had a little lull. So they were Googling Florida man and their birthdays.
The dance to Florida man is actually just bath salt spasms.
Biting random people. Good old Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Halloween costume plan, sir?
I do not. Okay. That's why I brought it up. I'm trying to think of like what I want to do now.
Now, do you go usually what your... Do you kind of look like or fit the build?
I tend to a degree. I generally don't like try to like go beyond like...
It doesn't reinvent the wheel.
Where you don't have to change yourself for the costume?
No, I don't want to like... I'm not shaving my head for a costume or something like that.
Makes sense.
I may like trim my beard.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not like going out of my way to fit a role.
No, I'd agree.
Like, you know. Yeah.
I think one year when the Red Sox had all...
I also try not to make it super timely. Like, I don't want it to be like...
Time consuming?
I don't want it to be like the thing that everybody is going to be that year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I usually go whatever
like
I look
like. You're not going to go as like the queen this year.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Next year's zombie queen's a good choice.
Yeah, there you go. Came back.
Never mind Zombie Queen. You go as dead Freddie Mercury, and then you go, yeah. I'm the queen.
I'm the queen.
The real queen. For costumes and stuff, I've always got like favorites I go back to. I always like doing werewolves.
Okay.
You know, I've got some costume stuff that I've bought in the past that I can always bring back in.
Reuse.
I've got the Star-Lord helmet if I want to do Star-Lord.
I always enjoy masks.
I've also got a jacket for Star-Lord that I can bring in anytime if I ever want to do that again. But I've got a leather jacket that I did Negan last year for, black leather jacket could be anything.
Yeah, yeah. Multiple uses.
Yeah.
Can be a flasher.
Could be, but that's usually a one-time trip to jail.
And a lifetime sentence of pedophile.
It's like, yeah, only if you get caught.
That one's less cute as you get older. So, whereas people might have laughed that one off 20 years ago, now it's direct to jail.
Yep.
It's do no not passing pass go.
It would have been like, oh, that's just a 20-year-old having fun. And now it's like, oh, that man goes to jail.
Jail for you, sir.
That man is off his medicine.
Yeah. That man's that approach was not wanted by anyone. So that's the issue there.
Yeah.
The flasher's not going to happen. I have a trench coat.
Hey, you know, sometimes you never know.
Yeah. The trench coat could go more towards like an Inspector Gadget kind of thing.
There you go. That, you know. Then you just need a penny
still
and a dog.
Still could be a flash.
It's possible.
Go, Gadget.
I mean, you could incorporate it.
Yeah.
But, well, you know.
Yeah. Generally, the idea is to not end up in jail at my age.
Yeah. Agreeable.
Yeah. Whereas that was more of a, we'll see how the night leads 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like, yeah, let's avoid jail time.
It's not as funny anymore.
Yeah.
It's still pretty funny. But
no jail for me. Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing on my full costume. Mm-hmm. I usually go as kind of whoever I look like at the time.
Yep.
I know I went as Abe Lincoln.
Yep, I could see that.
Did the Michael Phelps 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I had no beard then, but
yeah. But you had to shave for that one.
No, I was already like kind of clean cut.
Okay,
and then I did.
So you just walk around in a Speedo all night?
No, I had a tracksuit.
Oh,
because it was cold as balls.
Do you have a bong with you?
No, that was like the year before.
Right.
But I had like a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
And the year the Red Sox had all beards.
Try naming.
I went as a just the Red Sox World Series, just a bench player.
Went as Samurai Johnny Gomes.
Yeah.
just a bench player. And then, I don't know about after. Oh, I went as Leprechaun 1 year.
Yep.
I think that might have been it.
A long, long time ago, I went as... Tim the Toolman Taylor, and Andy went as Al Borland.
Oh, nice.
Had to explain it to a couple people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst when you have to explain.
Well, the worst is like the ones where that you feel like they're obvious, and people start like, who are you?
Yeah.
It's like, you're like, I'm Spider-Man, goddammit. Yeah.
It's like, Superman?
Are you a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb people.
The ears and the tail did not give it away.
Yep.
I'm a lioness.
Yeah, I don't have any ideas yet for myself because I'm like, well, now we got to integrate the kid into it too.
Get to be dad.
Yeah, I'm like.
My friend one is a. Purple Ghost from Pac-Man 1 year.
Yeah. Do I just go as like Randy and Cassie just goes like Nancy and we're just like the most like white people ever?
Like, yeah
just
works.
Like the Air Monarchs and like the tube socks and just like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beer in your hand.
Yeah. Just be like, rest up, kiddo. We got a big day tomorrow.
We got to make all this candy. Now, do you save the candy for you later on, or do you eat it right away? And is the candy for you or the wife?
You have a little bit of candy. You can't just not eat the candy.
See, I don't like candy, so I wouldn't eat it.
You don't like candy.
No.
You don't enjoy candy.
No, I do not.
You don't have favorite candy.
I do not.
Like, all candy is bad to you?
No, I just doesn't matter to me. Like, I could get it or not get it. Doesn't matter.
What about, like...
Well, like, if someone hands you candy, you're just like, no?
I'll take it.
Well, he wouldn't take it because, like, I don't like candy. Yeah. Don't put that in my hand.
Being indifferent to it versus not liking it. Yeah, if you're indifferent to candy, I kind of understand that to a degree.
Yeah.
To a degree. But, like...
What would you give me?
So, like, but is there ever candy? Like, is there a candy that if someone hands you, like, it's like, fuck no? Because everyone has the candy they don't like.
Things with mostly chocolate. I turn away.
Okay.
If it was like a gummy candy, I'd probably take it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't like it, I'd want to hustle it off on somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, Halloween's not a good gummy candy holiday anyway. It's very much chocolate-based.
Yeah, I usually hand those off real quick.
Yeah.
I'll eat those Reese's, though. Those I'll eat.
Okay.
But, like, if someone gives me a full-on Hershey bar, it's just Hershey's with, like, nuts or just Hershey's.
Okay.
Yeah, I can take or leave that. It's one of those things where, like, I'm not going on my way for a Hershey's bar.
Yeah, I'm trading that.
Hershey's bars are good. Like, they taste good, but I'm not going to be, like, trading. Super excited for it.
Yeah, trading them.
But you know what I've...
I'll kill a bitch for Three Musketeers. Yeah.
You know what I've started appreciating more in my older age now, too?
I do enjoy a Three Musks.
Is stuff with candies with nuts in it. Like, you used to hate, if you gave me peanut M&Ms, I'd fight you. I would legitimately fight you.
Yeah.
And now I'm like...
I still will.
Now I'm like, okay. Like, you know, like, I enjoy it because I eat them slower than, like, I would regular M&Ms.
Yep.
Like, regular M&Ms, boom, bag's gone.
Like, Skittles.
Yeah. Peanut M&Ms, I can just grab a handful, pop one in, kind of savor it, because you got the saltiness of the peanut in it, too. And then it's just like, okay. And
it's
then,
weird, because like, normally I don't like chocolate plain.
Yeah.
I don't like peanut butter plain, but together.
You like the combination.
They're enjoyable.
Yeah. I almost expect the one. Like, if I don't have the one without the other, I'm kind of like, it's just okay.
Yeah, because you've had it before. Now you're sad that you don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in a consumable, like, if it's not like a liquid, if it was like a chocolate, like, if it's like chocolate milk or like a chocolate shake or whatever, I'm like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. But, like, if somebody was like, oh, here's a, like a, you know, like, here's a peanut butter treat or something. If it doesn't have some type of chocolate in it, I'd be like, that's weird.
Or the one I can't stand, and thankfully they're nowhere near as prevalent as they used to be. And unfortunately, they were pretty prevalent as a kid, was anything with fucking coconut, I hate.
Almond Joys?
Oh. Almond Joys, Mounds, like, all that bullshit. Like, if someone handed me a fucking Almond Joy, I'd be like, fuck you. Go get some real candy. What is this bullshit? Go get me a Kit Kat.
Or the coconut balls?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, get those? Coconut balls?
Oh, like the Hostess ones?
Yeah.
Those are the worst. Snowballs? Yeah. The worst.
And that's coming from somebody who, like, I actually do like coconut a lot.
I like coconut, like, flavor.
I don't like it.
Yeah, Mounds, Almond Joys, those candies, you know, fuck themselves.
Like, the only thing, like, that I can, like, with, like, processed coconut like that is, like, I can do, like, Samoas. You know, like the cookie. And even then, my
not for me.
Yeah, how much I used to gravitate toward them, like, really liked them as a kid. Not so much anymore. Like, I'm kind of like not a huge, like, people are like, oh, you're in a Girl Scout cookie season. I'm like, I just don't get excited for them anymore. Like,
that's because they're like $1,000.
I love me some Thin Mints, but I'm not gonna be like.
See, I don't. That's me. Like, I'm. I will never understand people in.
You want a Thin Mint?
Mint.
Eat an Andy's Mint.
In chocolate.
It is one of the only ones I like.
Yeah.
Thin Mints for some reason. And even there, like, I'm not going to, like, sit there and, like, how is the thing of Thin Mints?
Yeah.
Just every now and then, like, it's good to have a Thin Mint.
Yeah. I like the, what's it called? Like, just the is it the trefoils or the shortbread ones? Because they're just.
Yeah, those are fucking, pretty good too.
They're just. Yeah. The, they're so, cookies. Yeah, it's like Irish soda bear. It's like, whatever. It's like, great.
My mom makes some cookie with thin mint, or not thin mints, the Andes mints that I kind of like thin mints.
Yeah, like the Andes mint, like for the holidays. Like the, yeah. That's like a Christmas thing. Like
she does it all the time.
My parents would get that shit all the time. Like the little green unwrappable ones.
Yeah, she puts them in cookies.
Like those are fine. Like put like every now and then. Like if you put like one of those in like a fucking like vanilla sundae or something like that.
Yeah,
that's like banger. Like great, but like I'm not like sitting there like housing those.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like I want to. Like I want when I get the bill at my meal that took like 3 hours to eat. I'd be like, oh yeah, just a little piece of chocolate because we're not getting.
I usually get my chocolate. I don't eat the chocolate. I give it away.
But like, it, for me, like thin mints, those little Andes chocolates, like mint chocolate chip ice cream. Ugh, not for me.
But let me put it this. So, if someone like hands you like the snap off a Kit Kat and hand it to you, you're like, fuck that.
Nope. No Kit Kat for me. Not for me.
More for me, I guess.
I have a tough time.
I will trade you my Kit Kats. Man, I am willing and dealing like Pokemon cards.
Yep.
One thing that I started doing that I absolutely love is Kit Kat bars with peanut butter. Is you take like the Kit Kat bar,
you dip it,
and you
in snap it off,
and like if you like we have the little like Jif cups.
Yeah.
You just like peel yourself back one, and it's almost like, you know, like carrot sticks and ranch, just unhealthier. Yeah. Just even less healthy.
It's like the least healthy thing you can do, but that's great. But
unhealthy version of carrot sticks and ranch.
It's just protein in the peanut butter.
I like peanut butter and pretzels. Like hard pretzels.
A little bit of salt in there.
The hard pretzels. Yep. Not the soft ones.
The hard ones, yeah.
Soft ones go with cheese.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
100%. Cheese or a stone ground mustard?
Yeah,
I really don't like the mustards unless it's sweet.
It really depends on the texture of the pretzel for the mustard for me.
Gotcha.
There's some pretzels that like that work really well with mustard and ones that don't.
Yep. I know I got home from a gig. I think it was maybe this Saturday, last Saturday. I don't know. They're all kind of blending together.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It has to be like a stone ground. It can't just be like a fucking yellow mustard.
Yellow mustard.
Yeah.
If you get like a ballpark yellow, mustard, if you're like a that's a hot dog. Whatever. But like,
you should put that on a hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got home from a gig and those little microwavable ones.
Mm-hmm.
I had like 7 or 8 of them when I got home.
Yeah. Little super pretzels.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Air fryer.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put them in there. Had some hot cheese.
I found a The little like pretzel bite nubs. You get those.
Ooh.
Get those. Hit him with a little bit of like Pam or like
olive oil,
avocado oil or whatever. So it doesn't like
spritz.
Yeah, give it a little spritz, and air fryer.
Oh yeah,
put then you take them out immediately. Toss in some salt and
air fryer drones with those. Then hot cheese. Mm-hmm. Where was that? I had like 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was ready to die because I think I overloaded on cheese and bread.
You're like, oh no.
You feel like bloated for like an hour?
You're like,
I passed out.
Yeah.
I usually get home on like DJ highs and then I'm awake for like 3 hours because I'm like DJ mode still.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
After having like 6 or 7 of those.
Takes a while to come down. Yeah.
And like a beer, I was out cold.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I made the mistake of I got home from wrestling last night and I went into my garage to get like, because it's like where we keep like all of our cans and stuff and drinks. And I was going to grab just a seltzer.
The bevies?
Yeah. Didn't have a seltzer. But I'm like, I need something. And I was like, I had been drinking water all night, like just plain water all night.
Yeah, you needed a little different.
I was like, I saw Coke Zero. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'll just grab a Coke Zero or whatever. And then like I sit there and drink it. And I didn't put 2 and 2 together. And I'm like, it's 10 o'clock. There's caffeine in it. I'm sitting there. And my wife looks at me and she's like,
wide awake, Jones.
Yeah, like, dude, we go upstairs and we try to go to bed, and, like, the way, like, the baby sleeps, like, on me. Like,
okay.
She's not one to, like, want to actually, like, lay in her crib or anything like that. So.
You were just wide-eyed, just.
Yeah. I didn't fall asleep till, like, 3 a.m. I tried, I got up once, I tried, like, melatonin and stuff. I was like, I'm never getting to sleep tonight. And. So tired. And that one's like self-inflicted gunshot wound by accident. Like that was like the thing you definitely regret because you're like, why did I do that? You're like that. Like I never have caffeine after like,
oh, like, see, like
4 o'clock anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
especially like, since like your body's so used to cutting off caffeine.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you're entering it in, you're like.
Yeah. Well, see, even, like, it's weird because, like, I can do it, I can do it at night because, like.
Well, it's one of the worst ones to be, too, is, like, just awake when you're tired.
Yeah.
like and just and like not be sleepy, but just be exhausted.
Yeah. Or you fall asleep and then you wake up because of the caffeine, and mm-hmm. now you can't get back.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's like if it's a different type of like I don't know like whatever you get from the caffeine. Because, like, I can do, like, my pre-workout, which has caffeine. I can do it at, like, 7 or 8 o'clock because that's how late, like,
you different, know. Like, different amount of caffeine.
Yeah, different amount of caffeine. Well, I think the Coke Zero is, like, 175 milligrams. And
yeah, but you're also doing it pre-workout.
Yeah.
Like
there's expenditure there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now if you've, like, already worked
expenditure out. Expenditure and replenishment. So, yeah. like, you're, like.
Yeah.
Now you're putting it back in caffeine.
You're not just sitting there.
hot damn.
Mm-hmm.
Caffeination.
Yeah. But, yeah. I done goofed.
Elsa. Yeah. I've done that a couple times, though.
Yeah. And it hurts the more, like, now that I'm, like, in my mid-30s. It's, like...
The no sleep?
Yeah. And, like, having to be, like, responsible for somebody else. Ugh. It's awesome, but it's, like, oh, shit. If you mess up, like, your sleep schedule or, like...
Yeah.
Yikes. Anything, you're, like, screwed, yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah, I'm good. It's 10 o'clock. It's like, I'm fucking going to bed, not a minute sooner. Like,
oh, man, I could.
We were literally sitting there last night, like, we were in the living room, and it's, like, 10:05. And I'm like, do you want to watch the rest of this? And she's like, do you want to watch the rest of this?
Nope.
And I'm like, kind of. And she's like, do you want to watch it? And like, we'll go upstairs mm-hmm. and, like, watch it in bed. I'm like,
watch it tomorrow?
Yeah, okay. We literally get into
it. Like, here's the option. Turn it off immediately.
We didn't even put it on. Yeah. We literally like got ready for bed.
It's over.
It's on DVR, so it was a recording. So I'd like take the baby, start holding her, and like we just click the lights out, and we're just both like done. Just like yeah, it's like yeah. that was just the little lie we told each other to be like yeah, no, let's yeah. just be like, yeah,
we're both tired.
We're not super old fogies.
Yeah, that's definitely like this past couple weeks, I think. I haven't made it past like 9:30 easily. Like once I get into the bed, I had a beer or two. Night.
See, I still can't fall asleep before midnight.
Well, you have a late work schedule.
Yeah, I'm also single.
Yeah.
So that's it. Well, my Mondays through Thursdays.
Yep.
Like 9:30 hits after I've had a beer or two and like had food and. Now I'm, like, in bed, out cold.
The only old person thing that I had happen to me over this past weekend was because I was still working, is I got into the Street Fighter 6 beta.
Yeah, how was that?
It was amazing. So good. But the basically it was open from 3 a.m. on Friday morning till 3 a.m. on Monday.
Okay.
And I'm working from... You know, 10 in the morning till 7.
Yeah, you had to squeeze in what you could.
I would get home and play matches.
Yeah.
And so I ended up getting about 9 hours in a Street Fighter between Friday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember sitting on Saturday night and looking at the clock and being like, it just clicked midnight. I'm like, if I keep playing, I'm going to like turn the next time. Yeah. The next time I look at the clock, it's going to be 3 a.m. Like I know it's not going to be like a time frame where I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go to bed by 1.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the next time I look, it's going to be 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I have to cut it off. I have to like, cause I can't not go to work the next day, you know, and be like ridiculously like tired, because that's the thing is like, I used to be able to do like an all nighter for gaming and just be like fine. Like the next day and like it would accumulate, but I would just end up sleeping more on my days off.
Yeah.
Now it's like, if I don't go to bed before 1 a.m. the next day.
Sucks.
Like, whatever time I wake up just sucks. Like, it doesn't matter if I wake up by myself, like, without an alarm at 7. Doesn't matter if I wake up, you know, with the alarm going off at 8:50. Like, it's just going to
suck.
It's going to suck no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get better. And it still accumulates, but it doesn't, like, there's no period of, like there's no time in between when I wake up versus going to sleep the next day.
To recharge,
yeah. So like, it's like, and that would also impact whatever matches I do the next day. So like, yeah. I was like, I wouldn't want to play it after work if I get back.
Yeah.
So like, I'm able to actually turn that shit off now. Whereas I would used to be like, yeah, I would just do that, like play, like it would be like, yeah. Oh, it's fucking daytime now.
Yeah, yeah. I think now, like during the week, because of wedding season, I know like what I have looked forward to, the, like on the weekends, because I know they're long.
Yep.
That during the week is like my recharge time. It's like a slow recharge. Like I'll get like an extra whatever hour, 2 hours, just because like my work schedule.
I need
like
at least six.
Yeah.
I can deal with six. Anything less than six is detrimental.
So for me right now, non-wedding season, I can get like five and I'm good. So like once November hits, mm-hmm. I can do all these things and be up to like midnight and be fine, go to work, come home, midnight, yeah. 5 hours, fine. It's like the actual DJ season of being, leaving at 8 a.m., getting home at 2, being up at like 6 or 7 to drive to the next one. I think it's just sitting in the car.
Yep.
That just makes it feel longer than it
and
actually
and that's
is.
Always the one of the biggest issues is, you know, I've got a 40-minute commute.
Yeah.
At least when I'm in the truck on the way over to work or on the way back from work.
On the way back, that's when it sets in.
The way back from work is setting in now because it's dark out again.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
And it's like, yeah, I end up just being like shaking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like if I don't have enough sleep, didn't have enough energy to get through the day, I'm just like shaking myself awake as I'm driving. Yeah. That's never good.
Open them, the windows down, up and down.
Music
up and
loud.
Down.
Yep.
I don't know for me if it's because like what, like the longest I'm traveling these days is like I'm going up to the gym to work out, like going up to Concord to wrestle, or going out to like Newburyport or somewhere to do ring crew or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I think it's like because I was so wired on what I was just doing, whether it be wrestling,
no, 100%
ring crew or whatever, like
guarantee.
And
it.
Ring crew is absolutely exhausting, but I think the
it's like, the high
of yeah, like putting on the show or whatever.
It's
and
the,
coming home. I'm like
it's the come down.
Yeah, I'm like I'll be still like. Fine.
Yeah, you're wired when you get home.
And that I'll be wired on the drive home, and then the second I step foot in the house, I'm like,
got you.
Boom. Yeah.
So for me, like depending on where I'm DJing, it's usually like a good, most on average, it's like a good half hour, 45 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So once I get home, I shower, crack the beer, have some food, and it still takes me like a good hour and a half to two to come down. But when I have like a 2 hour drive. Once I get home, it's just over because I've already sat for like 2 hours.
The countdown's already happened.
It's already happened. Yeah.
See, like so that for me last night, I'll typically like grab snacks on my way home. So I'll get a protein shake, get some beef jerky or whatever, just like to
something to do.
Yeah, like didn't do that last night, and I got home and I'm like, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what made me be like, oh hey, I'll grab the Coke or Coke Zero or whatever. I'm like, it tastes sweet. It tastes whatever. And not thinking that it was going to keep me up half the friggin' night. And I did. And I was just like, oh. So I think had I went, but like, no, I want, you know.
You got like a little snack on the way home.
Like a little snack different. Yeah. It would have been different, but.
Yeah. What was it? 2-3 weekends ago. I was telling Will earlier, my travel schedule on a Friday and Saturday, Dan, was 9 hours.
Woof.
In just 2 days. It was brutal. I think each one of those gigs, I think I was gone from the house for a good 12 hours with travel and setup and then like actual being there time.
Oh yeah.
Break down and then travel again. It's like a good 12 hours each day. It sucked.
It's why I'm happy I'm not working as a Grip Electric anymore and filming video because I couldn't do those kind of days anymore.
Like the money is good, mm-hmm. but like the actual being there.
Yeah. No, it adds up. Yeah.
It adds up.
Oh, one of my buddies works, stagehand, lighting, all that kind of stuff for plays and shit. And he, around the clock. He doesn't stop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, there'd be days where I'd be on set at 3 a.m. Or, like, you know, that was 24 hours of, like, constant schedule flexing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that anymore.
Oh, hey, it's officially official. Renee Paquette is all elite.
Oh.
Yeah, Renee.
Oh, yeah. Hot damn. Yeah, that's tonight. I forgot.
Gotta keep Mox happy.
Yeah, I'll say. Well, all right. I guess until next
time. But Renee's also super talented.
Do you guys have anything else you want to ask us?
No, I mean, I'm just in that mood where I'm like, I could just ramble or whatever.
We could just talk, man. We can keep going. It doesn't really matter. We're not talking people about like, nothing
what
in
the
particular.
Hell? Yeah, I'm like, people be like, what the hell is this show about? I'm like, nothing.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Yep. Florida Man. That's what the show's about.
Florida Man.
Yeah.
Waffle Houses and Florida Mans. All right, bud.
Woo!
Check it next time.